Hello, Gone Wild Audio. I wanted to record something today because I have the room to myself, so I figure I should take advantage of it. So this is going to be the Proust questionnaire because I don't have anything else prepared and yeah. Basically, I haven't looked at these questions yet, so please enjoy the almost guaranteed stream of consciousness that you are going to hear over the next minutes. I don't know how many minutes. Hopefully, not an annoying amount. Okay, let's get started. What is your gender and sexual orientation? My gender is female, woman, feminine. Ugh, I'm ashamed of myself that I don't know how to answer this. I mean, I like because I've taken gender studies classes and stuff. I think female is sex, and then like woman is gender, so woman. I don't know. Sexual orientation. I am straight. Mostly. I mean, I would do sexual things with someone of the same sex, but I could never see myself being in a relationship with someone of the same sex. So, in that sense, I am straight. Okay. Next, what gets you turned on? Everything. That's not true, but it should be. I don't know. A lot of things get me turned on. I guess it sort of depends on who I'm talking to, because like if I'm talking to someone that like I think is attractive or like I want to do things with. Oops. Then, like, either I'll like see the conversation as being more flirty, or I'll look a lot more into subtext, or like just talk, like, I don't know, just like literally, like, if the person is someone who I'm attracted to, then like it's literally near impossible for me to not be turned on while holding a conversation with them. Because I'm a horny motherfucker. But if it's just, you know, an average old day, someone talking about kinks that I like, which I guess let me look. I think I talk about that later, so I'll just leave that to your imagination for now. Or if someone is talking about like something in their sex life that actually like really appeals to me, or like, or if I'm just going through a really long dry spell like I am now, just doesn't take a lot. I'm very easy in many senses of the word. So let's move on. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Oh my God. I don't know what that means. I feel like I need to Google this. I do not know what this means. I'm not trying to avoid the question. If anyone wants to clarify for me later, I will happily answer that. I just have no idea what that means. Yep, there you go. What is your favorite sexual act? Well, friends, I don't actually know. I feel like everyone's gonna expect me to be like, I love to give blowjobs because I post on Random Acts of Blowjob. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Love giving a good blowjob. But, like, is it my favorite? Is it the one thing I'd want to do for the rest of my life? If that was like my strict sexual experience forever? Nope. Can't Can't say that it is. Really like it. Definitely not like top number one favorite. I think just sex would be my favorite sexual act if we're not going to be entirely greedy, because if we are, then that would be oral or, fingering, probably oral and fingering. Anyways, so sex. Do I have to go into like favorite position? Do I do that later? No. So I think my favorite sexual act, I think from behind. Okay, let's just move on. Oh God, what qual? Oh my gosh, I don't think I'm experienced enough for this questionnaire. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Having a penis and wanting to have sex with me. Next question. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Something where I don't feel like I want to burn my skin after. That's usually a good sign. When we both come. That's definitely not the only requirement, because I've had experiences where we both come. But then I also have the whole burning skin desire afterwards. So, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Consider it a good sexual encounter. Ooh. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear? And how do you prepare yourself? I really want I know there isn't, because I've read through the questions now, but I really want there to be a question like on like the dating game, like, if I were an ice cream cone, how would you eat me? Anyways, what? Oh, what are the colors of the rainbow? Probably black. I wear black a lot though, so it's not like, oh, I wear black to feel sexy. Like, I just fucking own a lot of black. But I think it's more like what I wear. Like, I will wear my really good push-up bra and, make my boobs look awesome. And oh, put in that extra effort, shave my legs. Ooh. Ooh, girl. I need to stop. But yeah, and then you know what? I will wear. No, it's. Color doesn't really matter. It's more like the actual clothing I'll wear. I'll wear something that makes my boobs look super good. And usually a dress. Because, if I want to feel sexy and I'm out to get the sex, easy access, you're good. How do I prepare myself? Like I said, I'll shave my legs and other areas of my body. Is there anything else I do? Shave, push-up bra, dress. Wear pretty underwear. That's the thing that probably won't be black. I'm sorry, 10 things I hate about you. I have to argue with your logic. I don't wear black underwear when I want to have sex. I don't know if I own black underwear, honestly. So, just a different colored underwear. I have this really pretty lilac underwear that I like. So, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, this question. What fiction? I really should have prepared for this. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, an actor or actress, etc. I don't fucking. Who turns me on? That was fucking cute that I had to pretend like I didn't know. If any of you have watched American Horror Story, his name is Kit Walker. He's from the second season. I want to do so many things to his body and have him do so many things to mine. Also, oh wait, I have so many fucking money. Okay. Give me a second. Silas from Weeds. Ooh. And then Chris from Skins. Also Tony from Skins. Okay, I could just be like double team. Oh. Ooh. I need to give myself a moment here. Ooh, okay. Calm down. Calm me down. Okay. Who turns you on the most in your life? Oh. Oh, I don't want to say. Someone. Who turns me on the most in my life? I don't have a crush. I'm looking through the options here. It says a crush, a significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently. I don't have a crush. I don't have a significant other. None of my teachers are super attractive slash turn me on. I could say there's someone in my life currently that turns me on a lot, but I don't want to name them by name. So, next question. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Okay. Good girl when I've earned it. Kitten. I've recently come to really like kitten. What else do I really like? Like, I know, I just don't know. I sound fucking retarded. I think I like baby girl. I don't know if I've been called it a lot. Again, I think I like pet, but I haven't been called it a lot. Baby girl, little girl. Little girl. Little one. Just, daddy daughter terms of endearment, that stuff. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn sense, being super flexible. I think I'd like to be super flexible. I'm pretty comfortable in my gag reflex abilities right now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that comes to mind. No, I think I'd like to be more flexible than I am. Because I am not very. Okay. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio and why did you start posting? So, friends, back in the summer of 2012, I was, no, spring of 2012, I was posting audios on a Tumblr called The Virgin Slut. It has since been retired. And I was posting audios on Tumblr, and then I was posting that link on Gone Wild. And then somebody commented on my post and was like, "Oh, you know that you can post those audios on this subreddit called Gone Wild Audio." And the subreddit was just a little baby, and it was so cute, and there were like not a lot of posters or subscribers. But yeah. And so then I just started posting audios. I was still posting them on my Tumblr, but then cross-posting them there. But then I discovered SoundCloud and found out how much easier that was and started using that. And it's been all downhill from there. That's a lie. Anyways, why did I start posting? This is gonna be great. Even though I post on Gone Wild, I still have a whole bunch of fucking issues up in my head, about self-confidence and all that fun stuff. But I'm pretty aware that even though my voice and my speaking tone is fucking annoying, I sound pretty decent when I am orgasming. So, I do it for the people so they can have that experience with me. I need to just stop talking. Anyways, what is your dirtiest fantasy? Oh, I don't want to say that. Oh, I do not want to tell that. I'm not afraid of being judged because I'm pretty well versed with the Gone Wild audio community and with what fucking perverts we all are here. But I think I just don't want to talk about it because I don't want to admit to myself that it's something I am interested in. Okay, you guys are gonna have to bear with me and don't judge me, please. It's not like too like far out there. Like I've heard of other people who have this fantasy, but like it's just I feel weird having it. But I've sort of had in the past and not so much currently, but I mean, if someone currently wanted to, do it with me, I wouldn't be opposed. Rape fantasies? Like, being. I feel like it just sort of takes the whole being in someone else's control, being submissive, putting your trust into someone else, like, to like 600 times more of a level. That was a stupid way to phrase that. But, like, I don't know, like, there's the danger and there's. I don't know. I can't explain why I like it. I just have the idea that I would like it. I've never tried playing that sort of thing out, so maybe I would and would find that I don't like it a lot, but I've had the fantasy for a while, and yeah. Okay, next thing. What is the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail? Of course. So this is going to be disappointing to many of you. I'm not super experienced in the sex department, so I haven't had a lot of it slash a lot of kinky sex. It's not really kinky, it's just the kinkiest I've had was when I was choked. For the first time. And I'd known I'd like choking because I had done it to myself a couple times. And I was really frustrated because I didn't know how to bring up the topic of wanting to be choked to this guy I was sleeping with. And so I told one of my dear Skype friends this dilemma I was having, and the advice he gave me was, while I was having sex with him, to take his hand in mine, bring it to my throat, and squeeze and not say a word. So I did that, and the guy sort of looked inquisitively at me, and I nodded my head, giving him the go-ahead, and he choked me, and it was pretty fucking great. Yup, 10 out of 10, would recommend if you're into that. But yeah, that's I guess the kinkiest sex I've had. I haven't really experimented a lot. I do have a lot of kinks and do really want to experiment. I just haven't found the right person to do it with yet. So I just have a sad vagina right now. That sounds disgusting. Don't picture that. Oh God. Your favorite part of your body and ooh, hitting it hard. Let's evaluate. I've recently really started to like my butt. My this is gonna sound ooh, I don't want to sound stupid slash weird, but not so much my butt. Is the whole It's very photogenic, I found, and I really like it. It's just small and cute and so tight and pretty, and I like it. So, yeah. That's that. Fuck me. Oh, I like my lips. That's not true. We're just gonna stick with butthole. It's the best part of my body. That's just great. Okay. So that's the end of that. I hope you made it through this and this doesn't make you want to stop listening to me. I'm not crazy, I promise. Okay. Bye.